contained within, and how the Popol Vuh survived to the present day. Chapter 1. Mayan Origins. Ubiquitous in popular and scholarly descriptions of Maya civilization is the word enigma. In spite of tremendous advances in archaeology that continue to reveal more and more information on the highly developed Maya civilization of Mesoamerica, there remain many unanswered questions. Two examples of significant unresolved questions concerning the Maya illustrate the serious holes in our knowledge. Despite the existence of their civilization in South America for thousands of years, historians and archaeologists still cannot explain where the Maya came from or exactly why their civilization collapsed. Why have these questions continued to go unanswered? These unsolved mysteries surrounding the Maya civilization persist in large measure due to the efficiency of the Spanish in eradicating the remnants of Maya culture. And unlike the Aztecs, the disappearance of the Mayans cannot be clearly traced to a series of battles. By the early 16th century, the Spanish conquistadors, along with the colonists and zealous propagators of the faith who followed the likes of Cortes and Pizarro, set out to systematically destroy the indigenous Maya civilization of the Yucatan that was already in decline even before their arrival. The land-grabbing colonists used the natives as virtual slave labor and pillaged their cities, while enthusiastic Catholic baptizers did their best to erase their heathen beliefs. While the blame for the loss of much of the Maya culture can be heaped upon the Spanish, much of what is known about life in a Maya community comes from the writings of the Provincial of the Franciscans in the Yucatan, Bishop Diego de Landa. His 1566 book, Relación de las Cosas de Yucatán, an account of the affairs of the Yucatan, contains detailed observations on the culture of the Maya, including a record of their hieroglyphics and writing system. These have proved to be invaluable sources for those piecing together a picture of Mayan life. But Bishop Landa was also responsible for what in retrospect was an incalculable loss for the world. The Mayans developed the only full language during the Mesoamerican period, but Landa and his Franciscan cohorts confiscated a great number of books written in the Mayan language, which they believed were full of heretical ideas, and burned them all. Bishop Landa's well-intentioned bonfire of books left the world with only 4 extant Maya manuscripts and a 1558 record written in Latin characters of Maya cosmology called the Popol Vuh, or Book of the People, preserving oral tradition of the Quiché Maya of Guatemala. The Maya's writings obviously weren't the only things lost to history. In the years after the conquest of the Maya, some of their cities were mined by the colonists for building materials. A spectacular example of this took place at Izamal, where Bishop Landa's monastery of San Antonio de Padua was constructed with stones reused from a Maya building. The monastery itself, rising above the colonial town, sits on a plinth that is in fact a truncated Maya pyramid. Other Maya cities still inhabited in the period of conquest were abandoned and eventually obscured by jungle vegetation. Explorers in the jungle still find lost ruins of the Maya in Central America, and one incorrect story that made the rounds in 2011 speculated that Maya ruins were found in North Georgia, a reflection of the interest and uncertainty still surrounding the Maya. In the early 19th century, explorers and adventurers began to rediscover several Maya sites. Following the opinions of the colonists, who at the time perceived the contemporary Maya as unsophisticated and culturally impoverished, the explorers were initially convinced that these people could not have been responsible for such elaborate building projects. Given some of their similarities to the ancient civilizations in Europe and Egypt, they concluded that the Maya pyramids and other structures they discovered must have somehow been the work of Greeks, Romans, Egyptians, or Indians from India. How exactly these American city builders got to the region was explained by fanciful conjecture on cultural migration. In the middle of the 19th century, John Lloyd Stevens and the topographical artist Frederick Catherwood systematically explored the Maya ruins of British Honduras, Guatemala, and the Yucatan.